We are very clear. We are saying that the demolitions are not only barbaric, but very against the Constitution of Zimbabwe. Constitution of Zimbabwe, Section 13.1, is very clear about the responsibility of the government to ensure that its citizens have all the resources necessary to ensure that they are able to do businesses that will look after their families. What we saw last week at the Fourth Street Bus Terminal cannot be allowed to continue without being challenged.
Councillor Moyo, your take on the current issue between the city council and vendors in Harare?
Well, I think first and foremost, I'm on record, even during our full council meetings, defending the vendors who are selling their wares in town. Why are we saying that? Because the unemployment rate in this country is so appalling. So we are saying to the vendors, they must get organized. After getting organized, they come to the city of Harare, get registered, and then their members will continue to pay. However, I also condemn the way things were done. I was also shocked because I saw it on television. We did not give authority as a local authority, as a council. We did not sanction such action. It was done by the officials. However, we don't want to turn our city into something else.
Mr. Wadzai, what's your reaction to what Councillor Moyo is saying? But also, there's the issue of tax that has been imposed by the council, which requires vendors to pay $1 daily.
Yeah, well, as a union, we are not necessarily against the issue of vendors paying taxes, but we are against the manner in which it is being implemented. It is full of loopholes and corrupt elements within the city of Harare are taking advantage of that to defraud our members. We are saying, as a union, we have got a database of vendors within the CBD area of Harare, and we are ready to share with the city of Harare that database. In the database, what is it talking about? It is spelling out who is at which street, who is selling what, and the profits that the vendors are making. So this database is going to assist us in determining the amount of taxes each vendor is supposed to pay. Let us not use a blanket fee here. We are going to have a problem because our vendors don't realize the same profit. So that database should be the starting point. We need to share with them the database that we have. I want to thank Councillor Moyo for the opportunity that he has presented us to come and share what we have with the city of Harare.
Mr. Moyo, as you are hearing that the vendors themselves say they are willing and able to come to the table, but there are still many who are yet to be registered as the city council has called for. What is the way forward in regards to this issue in your view?
The way forward is just like what he said, that they went to the mayor's office to make sure that they regularize everything. For those who are not members, I think it's upon them to conscientize those people who are not members to join them. If they join them, then we are able to say we have got such a number. For such a number, we're going to put them in such a place. I think if they do that, it will go a long way in our trying to assist. We also condemn some of the open space barons who went into the city and tried to take cash from the people who are already suffering. So we call upon the unions to refuse that, to reject that. They should not get abused by any citizen. We are all equal. We are all equal before the law. We will protect those people who want to do business in a proper manner.